blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Some fog early, then mostly sunny today. High near 73, says meteorologist Ed Kieser. You'll have details on the weather in 5 minutes. Following this hour's report of AM 580 News. At 7:30, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The Champaign School District is going ahead with a plan to build a new school and expand another as part of its fulfillment of a consent decree for racial equity. AM 580's Tom Rogers has more.
Unit 4 board members approved adding new elementary classroom spaces to the existing Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington schools. While Garden Hills would see a new wing, Washington would be totally rebuilt, possibly in 2010 or 2011. Superintendent Arthur Culver says the district and plaintiffs in the consent decree case chose the two-school plan over building a single so-called great campus, holding kindergarten through middle school. But Culver says that concept won't totally be discounted.
Even though we're not recommending to the board the great campus concept, we still want to continue to focus on the ideas and thoughts around programming and magnetizing those two sites.
Board members think both buildings could become magnet schools and attract students district-wide, not just from their predominantly African-American neighborhoods. But parent Lynn Stuckey has her doubts about Garden Hills, which currently isn't running at capacity.
Building the addition and then hoping the students come is getting it backwards. And my concern is that we're going to create a millstone around the district's neck.
But administrators believe both schools could be successful. They'd be built with money from a sales tax increase on Champaign County's November ballot. Culver says if that referendum fails, Unit 4 voters would probably have to vote on a property tax question next spring. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
University of Illinois law students will get a rare chance to see a significant court case argued in their own building this morning. The 4th District Appellate Court will hear the Better Government Association's demand to see federal subpoenas served upon Governor Rod Blagojevich's office. The governor has refused to release the subpoenas though a Sangamon County jury ordered the records released, hence the governor's appeal to the higher court. The BGA claims the subpoenas are covered under the Freedom of Information Act. Twice a year, the appellate court picks cases to be argued in front of law students. A corrections reform advocacy group says a new study disproves the notion that it's common for prisoners to be released on parole. And the head of the state body in charge of granting parole agrees. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Director of the John Howard Association, Malcolm Young, says the data proves it's a misconception that the State Prisoner Review Board liberally releases prisoners. The board can only grant parole to criminals sentenced before 1978, as sentencing guidelines since have changed. There are less than 300 inmates still in prison who fall under those old rules, and Young says Illinois' Prisoner Review Board is not fairly applying those rules.
It's our position that basic justice is being trampled in order to keep essentially non-dangerous senior citizens locked up.
The chair of the Prisoner Review Board, Jorge Montes, says he agrees with the association's finding that shows an average of 3.5% of those older prisoners are granted parole each year, a number he too considers low.
The numbers speak for themselves. The numbers don't lie.
But Montes says the board is following the law and considers every angle when deciding if a prisoner deserves to be paroled. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A former student of David Foster Wallace is remembering the novelist as a very generous instructor who befriended those who believed in the written word. The Urbana native died Friday at the age of 46 from an apparent suicide. He was best known for his short stories and 1996 novel, Infinite Jest, which brought on critical raves for analyzing America's relationship with the entertainment industry. Tim Feeney, a creative writing student of Wallace's at Illinois State University in the late 90s, calls Infinite Jest the finest novel published in his lifetime. Feeney says his former teacher was able to articulate things that other writers wouldn't attempt and kept the reader captivated.
He just did it with, you know, a lot of brains and just a lot of humor. He was just really, really funny writer. Just really, you know, just you read his stuff and just the intelligence just hits you in the head. It just, and not in a way that just dominates you like some writers do. They're just really smart and they let you know it. He was really smart, but he was also taking you along with it. I think it's probably a good way to describe it.
David Foster Wallace not only caught courses at ISU, but had been at Pomona College in Southern California since 2001. He published his first novel, The Broom of the System, at age 24 in 1986. Wallace was also a prominent junior tennis player during his days in Urbana. Survivors include his wife and his sister and parents who still live in Urbana. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bosser.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Some dense fog this morning. I suppose that's as opposed to intelligent fog, and it'll lift, and we'll see some sunshine today. Huh?
We will see some sunshine. In fact, there's sunshine out there right now, at least out on Friends Plaza. It's basically another morning where you get to the outlying areas and the fog is a little thicker, and that's because the temperature is a little lower. The temperature can drop to the dew point, and that allows for fog formation. And when you get light wind, a clear sky, temperature can drop much more easily, and if it gets down to the dew point temperature, the relative humidity is 100%, and fog will form. And that's something I had some things pointed out to me yesterday.